everybody. Welcome to DemoMirror.com. This is Matt, and I'm here with Susan Putnins, and we just heard a song of hers called Glass Eyes. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. So the song is just you and piano. Is the piano you use is a real piano?
Mm-hmm. The piano is a real piano. During shows, we use keyboards because pianos are unfortunately a big pain, but this was my piano at my parents' house that's delightfully out of tune, and my mom grew up with it and everything, so I really enjoy it.
Is it it's like a little upright piano type of deal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little upright.
Is that like your main mode of expression musically, like piano, or do you play other instruments, or is that sort of your go-to thing?
Piano is definitely my go-to thing. Sometimes ukulele, just if I'm traveling and have it with me or don't feel like lugging out something, or I want to go, you know, sit in a park and write, I'll use ukulele, but most of the time it's piano.
You're in a band called The Sinister Turns.
Mm-hmm.
Do you write songs basically just for use with them, or do you sort of write on your own as well, just to write?
Typically, I just write to write, and the ones that sound poppier, play with them, mm-hmm. and the ones that sound more like they belong with just a piano and a singer, I keep for myself.
Okay. Have you been doing that a long time?
I've been writing, I guess, seriously since high school, but definitely tried to write a musical when I was in second grade and all that stuff. So
cool. Know. What was the musical about?
It was based on a board game, which I later found out was based on a TV show, so I don't feel as bad, called Rose Petal Palace. And it was a musical about the characters in that board game, which were all flowers.
Cool. Did you actually like write music for it? Like, not maybe compose it because you're in second grade, like on sheet music or anything, but like, did you have a plan for it? Like a plot or like?
There was a plot. There was, the flowers were invaded by a caterpillar of sorts in their birthday party for Rose. And so there was a song about her singing how she liked her birthday. And then there was a song by the caterpillar or spider, whatever it was. And, you know, I could sing them when I was, like, I couldn't sing them now. I wish I could, but, you know, they were definitely not written down, but they existed.
Nice. So that's another thing I noticed about this was I come from, like, a really, I don't know what sort of background you come from, really, but, like, now that you say that, just, like, that musical thing, it sort of makes sense to me. I feel like the style of this is, you're not, like, afraid to sing.
Mm.
I feel like a lot of maybe like a strictly rock singer or this sort of singer, whatever, that I'm used to hearing or dealing with is afraid to sing. And I feel like you just sort of belt it out, sort of. And I was just, do you have any sort of musical background, like plays, musicals, that sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Did theater since I was around then, through elementary school, middle school, high school, and tried with college and never got cast in anything. But mm-hmm. And definitely part of the reason why I picked the high school I went to and things like that were because of their theater program. And actually later wrote a more serious musical in high school about a town that gets overswept by song and, you know, very meta. But definitely whenever I was acting, I enjoyed singing much better. I felt like I could really let go. And I take that as a big compliment because I definitely feel like I can sort of just... Yes, even singing more so than playing as like a conduit just to release and catharsis and all that.
Mm-hmm. Right. So do you have any classical training? Like, did you take piano lessons or have any sort of schooling or anything like that?
I took, you know, as many five-year-olds do, I took the, you know, requisite piano lessons, switched to vocal lessons after I heard Michael Jackson's Heal the World, and I decided I wanted to sing instead of play piano.
Cool.
I was very adamant about it, so did that for like a year, and then... Like every like 3 or 4 years, I take a year of piano, get frustrated by having to practice, and then drop it. At first it was classical, and then I took a year or two of jazz piano. Mostly it was just like looking through my parents' old music books and like trying to play them. And so I do not have good technique, but I have very good sight reading skills. So.
That's cool. That's more than I can say for myself. But is Michael Jackson a big deal for you, a big influence?
I don't know about influence, but he was a big deal to me. I really enjoyed his music. I'm very sad that he's no longer here.
Yeah. Are there any other artists that are like maybe more specifically, that they more specifically have an impact on your songwriting?
I mean, I guess that's changed over time. I think Broadway musicals definitely have a huge impact. The idea of telling a story through song and, you know, not the beginning, middle, and end, but sort of seeing a song as part of a larger narrative. has definitely influenced the way that I write, both musically and lyrically. I mean, I grew up with like Alanis Morissette, so lots of angst was expressed early on. I guess I'd say Rufus Wainwright as well. I really like his style, and I think he also captures that idea of song as part of a narrative. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there are things that I'm more unconsciously influenced by, but I couldn't tell you what they were.
Okay. I'm a musical enthusiast myself. I'm not like a schooled enthusiast, but I think it's pretty cool that you're taking, you know, your cues from that sort of music. I feel like it's sort of underappreciated, like an underappreciated art form. So do you feel that way? Do you feel like anything like that? Do you feel it's a superior form in some ways, or?
I don't know about superior. I definitely think that it can be mocked, and there are certainly musicals that are worth being mocked. I will not lie. but I wouldn't say it's superior. I think that it has its own purpose of telling stories in a way that rock music might not. But I do think that standalone songs that either are just so open-ended that they wouldn't make any sense within the story, or do tell their own story in a compact form that don't need that musical background or the story background.
Is this song specifically for you one of those types of songs? Does it fit into a larger whole, or like thematically, lyrically, anything like that?
I think over time, I started out writing songs trying to tell stories about other people in a way, writing about situations my friends were in or characters I'd create or whatever. And more recently, in the past few years, I guess getting more personal and talking more about myself. So this song was really just about, was a very personal one. And I guess it fits into the larger story of a relationship that I was in. But mm-hmm. It certainly does not have its own beginning, middle, and end. So mm-hmm. I don't know.
With this song, or any songs really that you write, do you come up with the music first, lyrics first?
I guess it depends on the song. Sometimes I'll hum a line and write down some lines and try to, you know, fit that to music. And sometimes I'll come up something musically and try to sing along. This one in particular, we were practicing with the band, and the drummer at the time, Sam Franklin, was doing some sort of drum beat, and I was doing that musical, the piano part that it opens with, and it just kind of, the drums and the keyboard just really, really fit, and I was like, we need to make a song about this. Uh-huh. So kind of developed a melody and then tried to, you know, figure out, you know, kind of match lyrics to the feeling that the music evoked for me.
Do these ideas come to you a lot? Are you writing a lot? Are you coming up with ideas a lot? Or is it more like few and far between?
Currently, I've kind of slowed down my rate. Just a lot of other things going on in other ways that I'm, you know, growing. I usually turn to songwriting when there's some sort of problem I need to, you know, muse about, and I've, luckily found other ways to muse about them. I guess one way that this song, I guess, would match with that kind of Broadway structure is I like enjoying songs and writing songs that kind of start the listener or, you know, me in one place and end in another, and that sort of takes you somewhere. And I think that that's something I really get out of songwriting and really enjoy, is finding out where that's going to be and what revelations I'll be able to come up with while writing lyrics. And I always find something out about myself, which is fun.
Yeah, that's cool. You're saying you found other ways to muse, that sort of thing. what sort of other outlets do you have, or what sort of?
This might sound kind of lame, but I've been reading a lot more, and I think that luckily the books that I've been reading have helped me to shed light on, you know, other situations I'm in and things like that. I'm also really lucky to have really good friends right now, and I don't know, cool. All that sort of thing.
That's cool.
And been trying to write like fiction a little bit more too.
Oh, okay. So you write stories a lot as well?
Not a lot, but occasionally. But it fills in the gaps, I guess.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to say about this song in particular, or anything in general?
It's interesting to, I mean, listeners with the demos don't know the final form, but the tempo is definitely different. It's shifted to way slower the first few times we performed it, and then it shifted back, not quite this fast, but you know, almost. And then there was different arrangements, like different singers singing different parts, and now it's kind of back to just me, but definitely having that basis to play for the band and then just see them, how it's not only changed from demo to final product, but how the final product has completely changed over our playing it. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. You're saying you perform it as a full band now.
Mm-hmm.
Or, do you have a recording of a full band version of this?
We're working on that. We started recording a new 7 song. I don't know if that's an EP or a mini album or something.
Yeah, one of those.
But then I got sick and couldn't sing, and then our recording space closed down. And anyway, it's been sitting almost done. That song in particular is almost done, but it'll be out soon, hopefully.
Cool. It'll be interesting to hear the changes and stuff. So, okay. Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you for sharing and everything. So
thank you so much for organizing this.